My name is Sophia Harris, and I'm going to be sharing a summary and an excerpt from my story, Names in Stone. This is a story about the failure to protect. The narrator is the leader and was responsible for the 6 children that were killed. 6 is significant because that is the number of her people's gods. This is also a story about death and its consequences to the living. My fingers count the daggers numbly, skimming over the names engraved on the hilts. 6 dead bodies. 6 dead children. Such a waste of life. Climbing the staircase is endless. The darkness does not bother me, but the brightness of the square above does. The sun shines so cheerfully on the remnants of last night's rain, so happy to be out again. The stones have been peeled away in a corner of the square. I walk over, noting the 6 divots in the bare earth. They died here, cradled in dirt. I pick 6 stones and kneel in front of the first one, then start to scrape out the letters. Carving the names of the dead in the city rocks is an old tradition. It is a permanent memory, a reminder to future generations of the sacrifices their predecessors have made. It is also the last use of the knife the dead one carried as a defense. Usually, the symbol of the god the person served is carved below their name. But these were too young to have chosen a calling. I place the empty circle, symbol of the undedicated, beneath each name. I offer a prayer to Aerith when I finish, sitting back on my heels. Piling the dulled, scratched knives into my arms, I descend back into the city. It seems impossible that life could continue as normal, but it does. People move through the city, talking and working. The only thing absent is laughter. Something feels wrong about this. It is more than a tragedy, but I do not know how. I stop at the Red Hall reluctantly, unwilling to face the naked hate of the girl again, but left with no other option. There is something I have to know. As I linger uncomfortably in the doorway, she notices me. Storming up with a scowl, she mutters, "What do you want?" My voice trembles. Was it quick? Something in her eyes softens at the question. Barry. No healer could have helped them. I stumble back, nodding my thanks. It is good to know that the children did not suffer. Something about her words nudges at my mind. I release my thoughts and let them wander where they will. The idea in the corner of my head centers itself with a sudden clarity. The cavern that forms the center of our city is dominated by statues of all 6 gods. They stand in a circle, facing outward, with an inscription at the base of their feet and a 7th sentence in the center. Read together, the inscriptions form an ancient prophecy. I stand in front of Kenan's statue. The warrior forsook them. Aerith, the guide, embraced them. Rhea, the healer, could not help them. Kanan, the scholar, spoke of them. Atrey, the farmer, held them. Kael, the sailor, washed them. And in the center, one for a god, one for a goddess, 6 for the group. 6 children are dead, and the gods are coming back.